join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media sound bites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with 2 full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Do you ever feel overwhelmed by the ever-changing world of technology? Tech It Out can help make some sense of it all. Breaking down geek speak into street speak, technology columnist, author, and TV personality Mark Saltzman covers consumer technology each week for every listener. Mark tackles the latest news, reviews, and how-tos to help you understand what's hot, what's not, and why.
Hey everyone, welcome to Tech It Out on this Labor Day long weekend edition of the show. This is episode 111. We have a great program planned for you today, and I'll remind you about our awesome contest with Hotels.com in a minute, eligible to all U.S. residents age 18 and older, where we're giving away a $250 gift card each week for a total of 8 weeks. This is the fourth of 8 weeks for a free night or two at a hotel of your choice when booked through Hotels.com. I'll get into how to enter in a couple of moments from now. But first, on the show today, we're going to chat with Text Now. This is a company that gives you a completely free phone number that you can call or text from, either on your existing smartphone or tablet, or if you want an affordable phone, they can set that up for you as well. But I like the idea of setting up a second phone number for privacy's sake on my existing smartphone or tablet. You can even log in through a computer and take calls and texts through that as well. Also on this show, we're going to chat with music publicist and social media god Eric Alper. Eric is going to join us to talk tech and music, including the popularity of smart speakers and streaming music services and the combination of the two. And finally, on Tech It Out, we're going to learn about Lego for the 21st century and how you can now use your smartphone for augmented reality experiences once you build your Lego set. All of this and more is coming up on this week's Tech It Out. Okay, back to the Hotels.com contest. You can be eligible to win a $250 gift card for a free hotel stay at Hotels.com. Again, you need to be a U.S. resident, age 18 or older, but here's how to enter. Simply go to Twitter and follow Hotels.com. It's spelled out Hotels, D-O-C-C-O-M. Secondly, send a tweet to them with a sentence on why you could use a free stay in a hotel. And number three, include the hashtag TechItOut, the name of this program. Again, just go to Twitter, follow Hotels.com, tweet why you deserve a free stay in a hotel, and include the hashtag TechItOut. We're going to randomly draw a winner and read it next weekend on the air, and I'll announce it on social media and contact you privately too. So we have 8 in total to give away. Today is week 4, and you can enter once per day to be eligible for the random draw. Good luck. All right, let's kick off today's TechItOut. I'm here with Derek Ting. He's the co-founder and CEO of Text Now at their very swank offices in Waterloo, Ontario. Very cool. Nice to chat with you. Nice to meet you as well.
Nice to meet you, Mark.
All right, so let's just start right from the beginning. Tell us about Text Now. What's the company all about?
Yeah, Text Now gives everybody a free phone service, phone line. And basically the way the service works is if you either can't afford phone service or just don't want to pay for phone service anymore, you can download our app, get a free phone number from any area code that you want, and not have to pay the carriers insane amount of money for texting and calling.
Awesome. So you've got two lines of business, if I'm not mistaken. One is that if you've got your own phone already, and it could be an Android device, it could be an iPhone, or even a tablet, like an iPad or an Android device, you can set up a free phone number to call outgoing and incoming, as well as text. That's one side of your business, which I think a lot of people think, wait a minute, what's the catch here? But as you mentioned, if you're on Wi-Fi, it's completely free. You choose the area code that you would like, and then you've got that, in some cases, a second line, or it's your primary phone, and you can cancel the service with your provider, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we make it free by supporting the service with ads, like Gmail and mm-hmm. lots of other free services.
Sure.
So instead of charging the consumer money, we figure out a way to make it free by making the service ad supported. There's a way to pay to remove the ads for a really small cost. So $3 a month, you could pay to remove the ads. And also, we have the service in the US where if you want to actually fully ditch your carrier, you can sign up for one of our low cost cellular plans that actually gives you not just access to a phone number to text and call for free on your Wi-Fi connection, but you can actually also use the Sprint network at a really, really low cost. So we have plans that start at $10 a month, which is unheard of in the industry.
Yeah, so that was the second part of the business that I was alluding to that I had no idea about until I came here today, is that you sell phones, some new, some refurb, and you get to choose, and then you join a Sprint plan that best suits your needs and your budget. So not only do you get a free phone number to call and text, but you also get a device if you want, and that's available across the U.S. over the Sprint network, which I think is really cool. So I didn't even know about that. But going back to the first application, the free app that you can download from the App Store for iOS or Google Play for Android devices. So that the idea there is that you choose a phone number and it could complement your existing phone number. So why would people, what are some of the applications why people may want a separate phone number on their phone? Is it to separate like work and play on the same device, or what are some of the other applications?
So there's a few use cases for it. The biggest use case is people that they don't want to pay for phone service. So they use their Wi-Fi connection at home, or they just find Wi-Fi whenever they can. And then they just want to either A, they can't afford the phone bill, or B, they just want to get rid of their phone bill. So that's one use case. The other use case is people that have run small businesses or they are self-employed. They want a second phone number, but they don't want to carry two phones or pay an absurd fee for the carriers to give them a second phone line. Then it's very simple. They just download our app. They get a second phone number right away. And on top of that, not only get a second phone number, but you can actually use the same phone number across multiple devices at the same time. So for example, if I'm at work, I actually can text and call on my computer, which is way faster, more efficient for me. And then when I'm on the go, I can just use the same phone number on my phone. And if I get an incoming call, I actually also have the option of either answering the phone call on my phone, or actually I can answer the phone call on my computer, which a lot of our small business users really appreciate.
I can see, Derek, also people liking anonymity. They like the privacy of a second phone number. For example, if you do some online dating and you agree to meet somebody in person, it's probably pretty common to exchange phone numbers to text and say, hey, I'm here at the restaurant. But if it goes sour, you don't want them having your real number, right? Or maybe you sell things on Craigslist or Letgo or Kijiji or what have you, and you don't want to give your real phone number out to a stranger in order to make arrangements to meet in person. When you have a text now number, you can just give that and you're good to go, right?
Yeah, that's another use case that we've seen, is the privacy use case. People really value their privacy, so they want different numbers for different type of contacts. So if I'm on a dating site, I'm not on a dating site, but hypothetically if I was on a dating site, there may be a different phone number I want to give out to people on a dating site. So there's a lot of different use cases where people may want a second phone number, and we give people a free or extremely affordable way to get one.
So let's walk through the process before we wrap up. So someone's listening right now. They're like, wow, this is really cool. I'd love a second phone number on my existing device. How do you go about doing that?
So you can download our app It's called TextNow. You can, if you have an Android device, you can just search TextNow on Google Play or search TextNow on the iOS App Store. If you're on your computer, you can actually go to textnow.com and sign up for a free account and then text and call for free on your desktop. And after you sign up, you just have to give us your area code, and then we'll give you a phone number in your area code.
And that's if you want an area code that's local to you, but you can also choose to have an area code somewhere else, right? Like, let's say you live in New York, and that might be 212, for example, but you may say, hey, I want a 213 California number, even though you live in New York or even somewhere else in the country. That's totally fine too, right?
Yeah, you can choose any area code that you want.
Love it. Okay, and again, it's not just for calling, but for texting as well. So if someone gets a call on their main smartphone that is to the TextNow number, or they get a text, then the app sort of like a notification pops up, and you'll know that it's that second line, right?
Yeah, if you get an incoming call, it'll just ring like a normal phone, and then in the app, you could set to a different ringtone if you want to, or the same ringtone's up to you. You can customize it, and same with the text. You get a notification, and it just works like a normal text messaging
app. I'm using it, and I think it's awesome. Can you also choose things like voicemail or call forwarding, any of those extra frills that some people may have with their phone provider?
The free version gets voicemail, and then if you upgrade to a premium version for $3 a month, you get call forwarding as well, and actually you also get caller ID and voicemail transcription as well.
All right, awesome. So the website is textnow.com, or you can go to the App Store or Google Play Store and download the app for free. Thank you so much. I love it. I've been using it, and I encourage my listeners to download it for free as well, TextNow. So thank you so much for your time, Derek.
Thank you, Mark. It was a pleasure.
As I mentioned off the top of that interview, it was recorded at their offices right at TextNow's HQ. Very cool. This program, Tech It Out, is powered by Asus. Asus creates technology for today and tomorrow's smart life, including its line of award-winning laptops, desktops, monitors, smartphones, tablets, smartwatches, and much more. For those in search of incredible, visit asus.com/us/radio for more info. That's asus.com/us/radio. You'll also see a tab there for Republic of Gamers, or ROG, that brand of gear, that gaming gear that you know and love, especially if you're a professional gamer or aspire to be one. They have some amazing stuff, so you want to check it all out at asus.com. When we return on Tech It Out, we're going to chat with Eric Alper about streaming music and smart speakers and a lot more. Stay with us. We have a lot more coming up. You're listening to Tech It Out on the Radio America Network.
Listen to Tech It Out whenever you want. Find the Tech It Out podcast at iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.
This report is brought to you by the Satellite Broadcasting and Communications Association. This year, Congress has the opportunity to put an end to blackouts and rising TV costs, but we need your help. The Satellite Act, also known as Stellar, is a vital piece of legislation, ensuring that rural Americans, RV and camping enthusiasts, tailgaters, and long-haul truckers can watch broadcast network programming even in a remote location. Stellar also keeps pay TV bills in check for all Americans by requiring that TV broadcasters, satellite carriers, and cable companies all negotiate in good faith. However, if Congress fails to act before the end of the year, rural Americans, RVers, truckers, and campers will lose access to network programming, and there will be no mechanism in place to stop broadcasters from raising fees even higher, meaning everyday Americans will pay even more for the TV shows they already enjoy. Congress can act now, but we need your help. Call Senator Dianne Feinstein and tell her to reauthorize Stellar and modernize our TV rules. For more, visit StrongerWithSatellite.com/Stellar. That's S-T-E-L-A-R.
Listeners of my Tech It Out radio show and podcast know I travel a lot, and I often talk about Hotels.com, as I love their app, and of course, their rewards program that lets you earn free nights at nearly any property they sell. So I'm excited to announce an awesome Tech It Out contest. It's for August and September, where we're giving away a $250 Hotels.com gift card each week. All you have to do is follow Hotels.com on Twitter, tell us why you deserve a trip, and include the hashtag Tech It Out. Good luck. In the market for an innovative laptop, the Asus ZenBook 14 model UX433 is an elegant laptop featuring a stunning nano-edge display with a 92% screen-to-body ratio. With its ErgoLift design, the back of the keyboard is slightly lifted for greater comfort and efficient cooling. Other features include a number pad, fast Intel Core i7 processor. Powered by Windows 10 Home, you can sign in fast, secure, and password-free with Windows Hello and the ZenBook's HD camera. Tech It Out is brought to you by Asus.
This report is brought to you by the Satellite Broadcasting and Communications Association. This year, Congress has the opportunity to put an end to blackouts and rising TV costs, but we need your help. The Satellite Act, also known as Stellar, is a vital piece of legislation, ensuring that rural Americans, RV and camping enthusiasts, tailgaters, and long-haul truckers can watch broadcast network programming even in a remote location. Stellar also keeps pay TV bills in check for all Americans by requiring that TV broadcasters, satellite carriers, and cable companies all negotiate in good faith. However, if Congress fails to act before the end of the year, rural Americans, RVers, truckers, and campers will lose access to network programming, and there will be no mechanism in place to stop broadcasters from raising fees even higher, meaning everyday Americans will pay even more for the TV shows they already enjoy. Congress can act now, but we need your help. Call Senator Dianne Feinstein and tell her to reauthorize Stellar and modernize our TV rules. For more, visit StrongerWithSatellite.com/Stellar. That's S-T-E-L-A-R.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Welcome back to Tech It Out. Technology is transforming every industry on the planet, and music is no exception. Whether you're in the business of creating and distributing music or simply a fan who enjoys consuming it, it's a brand new world. But today, let's focus on how tech can help supersize how music lovers can experience it. And specifically, I'd like to focus on streaming music and smart speakers. A marriage made in heaven, perhaps. We're privileged to be joined by Eric Alper, veteran music expert, music publicist, SiriusXM radio host, and social media god with several hundreds of thousands of followers on Twitter alone. He's with me here in the studio. Welcome to the show, Eric. Great to see you.
Hey, Mark. Thanks so much for having me.
Awesome. And congrats again on all your successes to date. I've had the privilege of knowing you for well over a decade now, and it's amazing to see your career continue to grow and flourish.
My wife is so happy that social media exists because I won't bug her about, hey, do you know what the B-side was for this single? She doesn't care.
And your followers no doubt know the answer because I'm one of them who interact with your posts, which is awesome. All right. So before we talk about smart speakers, Eric, talk to us about streaming music services like Spotify, Amazon Prime Music, or Apple Music and such. What's the appeal as a music fan?
There's never really been a better time in music history or in history to be a music fan. Now that you can spend anywhere between $7 and $9 a month in order to have access to literally millions and millions of songs at your fingertips, whether it's through your phone or whether through your smart speaker or whether through your computer or car, just the absolute sheer number of songs and concerts and now podcasts that are available through Spotify and Pandora and Google and Apple Play, among others, is huge for a music fan that grew up for generations having to buy physical CDs or cassette tapes now.
Or vinyl before that. So, and then we thought it was pretty cool, Eric, in the early 2000s to have 1,000 songs in your pocket. I mean, that was pretty wild. But you still had to download and store those songs. So now you've got access to, if I'm not mistaken, it's something in the area of 50 million tracks on Spotify. So if you are a music fan, I'll agree with you 100% that there's never been a better time than now. But what about the quality of streaming services? I mean, you know, there are those purists out there, those audiophiles who say, forget it, I only want a CD.
Yeah, I'm not one of them, despite the fact that I'm a huge music fan, only because you're only really as good as the speakers that you have. And for the majority of the people who are on these music streaming services, they're listening to it with a pretty normal average device. But there are music streaming services like Tidal, for instance, that have high-res audio capabilities. So it's different of listening to a file that isn't compressed through a CD for space, and you're listening to the music the way that the artist intended to, rather than those compressed files, which we've grown up with from iTunes onwards.
And I think things might get better, too, over time as we get faster Wi-Fi speeds. Wi-Fi 6 is on the horizon. There's 5G cellular connectivity, so more bandwidth. So it's theoretically possible, at least, that services like Spotify could start offering higher quality streams instead of, for example, 256-bit MP3 files. It can go to 320 or well above that kind of thing. So it probably can get better soon.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that all of these music streaming services around the world are taking a look at what Tidal is able to do and to figure out what the cost prohibitiveness would be in order to have, you know, potentially 50 million songs. I mean, Spotify right now is uploading 22,000 tracks a day. And that's a lot of space, and that's a lot of server capabilities that, you know, as a business decision, I think each one of them have to make their own decisions on what's best for them.
All right, so now we combine streaming music services like Spotify with smart speakers, where you can now ask for a song with your voice. Walk us through what you can do and why this is really cool if you're a music lover.
This is great, because what it does is it puts record store staff out of business, because we've all had that experience of walking up to a record store clerk and saying, there's a song that's in my head, and it kind of goes like this, and then you sing one line or you hum it. All of these smart speakers now have the ability to answer what you're thinking of or what you're looking for, even to the point where if you ask them to play a playlist for running, a playlist for walking, or if I like this, what other music would I like? The ability for smart speakers to use their amazing algorithm taken from literally millions of other users and songs make just that human experience that much more. And most stores carry various smart speakers. They all do pretty much the same thing with a little, you know, a little difference here and there. But for the most part, the quality is astounding than what it used to be 5 years ago.
It is mind-blowing to me that you can now say, you know, out loud to your smart speaker, play a specific song. You can even add the word live version after that, or remix version, or cover version. Then there's things like the ability to play, like you said, a playlist based on what you're doing, what time of day it is, or what day of the week it is, or what you're doing, like running or studying. And there's some artificial intelligence on the background, so it knows that if you like heavy metal or reggae, then it'll dish up, you know, whatever is trending there. It is pretty wild. Or you can play the entire album, not just the track. So, and not even having to type anything, just using the most natural interface we have, which is our voice. So as a music fan, I mean, this is just, I think, phenomenal, and I hope everybody's experiencing this today.
Yeah, you know, it's a whole new generation of music lovers that are between the ages of 8 and 15 that are growing up with a smart speaker in their home. If you're a little bit older and you're just, you know, maybe not comfortable with doing it, it's one of the greatest components in order to kind of, you know, continue to be a music fan, because, you know, our brains are only too big and we're only limited by what we know rather than what we don't know. Nobody can sit there and listen and know about all of the millions of songs on there.
Well, maybe Eric Alper knows all those 50 million songs off by heart or something. When we return, we will continue chatting with Eric Alper, celebrated music publicist. We're chatting about streaming music and smart speakers. So stay with us. You're listening to Tech It Out on the Radio America Network.
Want to follow Mark? Google him. Mark with a C and Saltzman with a Z.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Breaking down geek speak into street speak, this is Tech It Out. Tech It Out with technology columnist, author, and TV personality, Mark Saltzman.
Welcome back to Tech It Out, everyone. I'll announce the winner of this week's Hotels.com $250 gift card giveaway, and I'll remind you how to enter in a couple of moments from now. But we're chatting with Eric Alper, veteran music expert, music publicist, a SiriusXM radio show host, and social media guru with several hundreds of thousands of followers on Twitter alone, not to mention other platforms. We're talking about the popularity of smart speakers, if you're a music fan, tied to streaming services. And these smart speakers are as low as like $30. I'm talking about like the Google Home Mini or the Amazon Echo Dot. Obviously, the speakers are smaller and, you know, you're not going to get room-filling sound. But then you go all the way up the chain to a couple of $100 to like the Google Home Max or anything like that. Some have a screen that will show you lyrics or album artwork. And then there's Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. So you can bring those music streaming services with you now in the vehicle. There's often a voice button on the steering wheel. And again, you could just say, play music from 1981 or play me some little known classical tracks. I mean, you can, whatever your imagination can conjure up, you're going to be dished up something relevant. Or like you said, even if you don't know the name of the song, you can say, play me the song that has the lyric like this, or play me the song from the latest Apple commercial. It is really wild. So not just even in your home, but now in your car. Are there any downsides, Eric? I mean, maybe, I don't know if you want to go here, but, you know, some artists like Taylor Swift have been pretty vocal about the royalty rates with streaming music. Are there any downsides for the music lover?
There's not really a downside for the music lover when it comes to smart speakers or music streaming services. I think from an artist perspective, there's been talk from artists such as Neil Young that are continually disappointed with the level of quality that this music has to offer. But he's even coming around to the music streaming services, because it's not so much that what the artist wants all the time, although that sounds really weird coming from somebody that works in the music industry. The minute that you stop thinking about what the fan wants and what the general public wants, and you take your eye off of that, then that's when you start to run into problems. Even Taylor Swift, who had a lot of battles with music streaming services over various issues and various rights, has come around to actually working with Spotify directly on her new album. So I think artists that were holdouts for the music streaming services, whether it's Garth Brooks or whether it's Tool, are slowly coming around to it. But it's one of those situations where it's always better to have your music available where people want to consume it rather than not.
It's a great point. If you can't beat them, join them kind of thing. And there's many other ways they can monetize their success, of course, merchandising, live concerts, endorsements, and things like that. With these smart speakers, Eric, if you're into music, there's also podcasts now that you hinted at earlier, that you just use your voice to conjure up a podcast. Talk to us about how that works, and do you have any favorite music-related podcasts you'd like to share?
I was one of the last holdouts of podcasts. I really didn't understand where on earth I was going to find more time to listen to other people talk, much less listen to music. But music podcasts have been one of the great benefits of this new technology. There's three in particular that I love. I love NPR's All Songs Considered, where they take a look at new music and interviews from up-and-coming artists and veteran artists. The Jump with Shirley Manson, she used to be in a band called Garbage, and she did interviews with Big Boy from Outkast and Nico Case. It's amazing to hear two artists being able to sit down and talk to one another on a different plane than, say, you and I. I also love a podcast that's called Sound Opinions, and it's from the two music writers from Chicago Sun-Times and the Chicago Tribune, and they go in depth pretty well about a specific album. Like this week they did Marvin Gaye's What's Going On, but they also do a beginner's guide to sounds that you hear on the album, whether it's the wah-wah pedal or this kind of guitar. So it's kind of fascinating to hear two music fans get too inside baseball, but not too much.
I don't know if you have time for your own podcast. I know you're on Sirius XM. Is there anything you'd like to plug, or what's the name of the show on Sirius XM and what channel is it on?
The show That Eric Alper is on channel 167, Canada Talks, and it's also available on the Sirius XM app anytime, where I talk to artists and the people that make it, including Steve Earle and Tiffany and just people that I love just talking about, you know, music and how it's made.
And then the best website for our listeners to learn more about your work and see what you're up to?
That would be your site. Actually, it would be thatericalper.com for all the details.
All right, thatericalper.com. And of course, you're on all the social platforms. They can follow you there, as 670,000 people on Twitter already do, or thereabouts. Is that right?
Yeah, thereabouts. You know, I like to say I'm three friends away from having five friends in real life and a couple of thousand people away from 700,000. So that just shows you what social media is able to do.
Very funny and a very humble Eric Alper. Thank you so much for your time and lending us your expertise. Been great chatting with you, and good to see you as well.
Great. Thanks for having me, Mark.
seriously good guy and a great family, as well as wife Candace and daughter Hannah are good Pete, as they say. You're listening to Tech It Out. This is a weekly show that doesn't just celebrate technology, but my goal is to help demystify it. Or, as the announcer says, I try to break down geek speak into street speak. And this show wouldn't be possible if it wasn't for the support of companies like Western Digital and their super rugged G Technology branded Armor ATD portable hard drive. It's designed for those looking for a durable drive to bring on the go, especially for content creators like photographers and videographers. Head over to g-technology.com for more information. I do want to remind you about this amazing hotels.com partnership and contest over the next few weeks. It ends at the end of September, started at the beginning of August. So it's 8 weeks of eight $250 gift cards that we're giving away to be redeemed through hotels.com, the app or website. So here is again how to enter. Simply go to Twitter and follow hotels.com. Easy peasy, right? Then send a tweet as to why you deserve a free stay in a hotel a night or two on hotels.com. And it could just be a sentence if you like. And then finally, include the hashtag TechItOut, the name of this program. That's it. So send a tweet to hotels.com. Follow them first. Send a tweet as to why you would love a stay for free in a hotel and include the hashtag TechItOut. And I will contact you on social media if you're the winner, privately first, and then with your permission, publicly congratulate you. And, of course, read your name on the air next week on Tech It Out, the first show of September. So that's it. Again, you've got the instructions, and I'm wishing you all luck. That's a heck of a prize, $250 times eight for one per week. So I hope you've been enjoying it so far. Before we head into a short break and then return with Lego to talk about this new augmented reality enhanced playset they've got, or a series of playsets, I do want to thank Asus, the title sponsor on Tech It Out. They create technology for today and tomorrow's smart life, including their line of award-winning laptops, desktops, computer monitors, smartphones and tablets, smart watches, and many other products. For those in search of incredible, visit asus.com/US/radio for more information. That's asus.com/US/radio. And yes, it is pronounced Asus, and it is not Asus or ASOS or anything like that. They did correct me many years ago when they heard me on TV calling it Asus. It is Asus. So great company if you haven't checked out their gear and their gaming gear as well. We'll be right back with more Tech It Out. Stay with us.
Breaking down geek speak into street speak. Tech It Out. Hosted by Mark Saltzman.
Gamers, listen up. If you want a laptop with no trade-offs, one that's packed with power yet still portable, check out the ROG Zephyrus SGX701 from Asus. Up your game with this 17-inch laptop squeezed into a 15-inch body. Under the hood, it has the latest NVIDIA GeForce RTX 2080, 8th-gen Intel Core i7, SSD storage up to a terabyte, and runs Windows 10 Pro. Learn more at Asus.com. Tech It Out is powered by Asus for those in search of incredible. Listeners of my Tech It Out radio show and podcast know I travel a lot, and I often talk about Hotels.com, as I love their app, and of course, their rewards program that lets you earn free nights at nearly any property they sell. So I'm excited to announce an awesome Tech It Out contest. It's for August and September, where we're giving away a $250 Hotels.com gift card each week. All you have to do is follow Hotels.com on Twitter, tell us why you deserve a trip, and include the hashtag Tech It Out. Good luck.
As an American veteran, you know our oath didn't expire when we hung up our uniform for the last time. Now your distress that we're losing the country we served and the Constitution we swore to defend against domestic enemies. And you're wondering, what can I do? Listen up. You can keep honoring your oath by training for a new mission, the greatest rescue mission in American history, saving our constitutional republic. If you're an honorably discharged veteran with the devotion to make a difference, apply now to become a champion of liberty. Scholarships are available for the first 40 qualified applicants, including airfare, hotel, and instruction for 1 week of intense training by top experts in Washington, D.C. Starting at the National Archives and Leadership Institute, you will learn how to win on the invisible battlefield of ideas. Spots are limited. So go to VidolAmerica.org. That's VIDOLAmerica.org.
This report is brought to you by the Satellite Broadcasting and Communications Association. This year, Congress has the opportunity to put an end to blackouts and rising TV costs, but we need your help. The Satellite Act, also known as Stellar, is a vital piece of legislation, ensuring that rural Americans, RV and camping enthusiasts, tailgaters, and long-haul truckers can watch broadcast network programming even in a remote location. Stellar also keeps pay TV bills in check for all Americans by requiring that TV broadcasters, satellite carriers, and cable companies all negotiate in good faith. However, if Congress fails to act before the end of the year, rural Americans, RVers, truckers, and campers will lose access to network programming, and there will be no mechanism in place to stop broadcasters from raising fees even higher, meaning everyday Americans will pay even more for the TV shows they already enjoy. Congress can act now, but we need your help. Call Senator Dianne Feinstein and tell her to reauthorize Stellar and modernize our TV rules. For more, visit StrongerWithSatellite.com/Stellar. That's S-T-E-L-A-R.
Welcome back to Tech It Out, everyone, and I hope you're all enjoying this long weekend, this Labor Day long weekend, last hurrah of the summer, if you will. Thank you for tuning into the program. In a recent USA Today column, I wrote about LEGO's new Graveyard Mystery playset. It fuses brick-building fun that you know and love with LEGO with the magic of augmented reality. In fact, it's the first of 8 new AR, or augmented reality, playsets from LEGO, and they're all called Hidden Side. That's the subset, Hidden Side. And they all combine the world of the physical, the tangible, if you will, those LEGO bricks, with some extra fun added with a nearby smartphone or tablet. Joining us to tell us all about Hidden Side is Murray Andrews. He's the senior product lead at the LEGO Group, joining us on the line. Welcome to the show, Murray.
Thanks, Mark. Nice to be here.
Great. So the LEGO Group has embraced augmented reality. Why don't we first explain what AR is and then how LEGO is taking it to the next level?
Sure. At LEGO, we're always looking at new ways of exploring of how kids are playing with the LEGO brick. The LEGO brick is just as relevant today as it's always been. You know, LEGO's been around for a long time, but we know kids are playing more and more digitally nowadays, and we've got a term at LEGO that we call fluid play, and this is where kids transition seamlessly nowadays between physical play and digital play. They don't see it in those two terms, actually. They just see it as play. Mm-hmm. We sort of term physical and digital, but the kids, to them, it's just play. So at LEGO, we've been trying to look into how we can sort of tap into this idea of fluid play and bring that back to the core experience of the LEGO brick. And augmented reality is one area we can do that, and that's where we can take something in the physical world, so LEGO bricks and LEGO sets, and augment a digital layer on top of that through the use of technology, through smartphones. And Hidden Side is the new play theme from LEGO that we've just launched, which really taps into this idea of fluid play that allows kids to have one hand in each world, a hand in the digital and a hand in the physical world.
Great. So I know that education experts do believe that tangible play, actually getting your hands on something physical, like bricks, it is great for dexterity. And of course, with LEGO, we're talking creativity as well. So it's nice to see that you're not abandoning that sort of core play mechanic, but it does enhance your play set with augmented reality. So for those who haven't yet experienced augmented reality, please explain how it works. You do need a camera built into a smartphone or a tablet. Once you build, I know it's optional, but so let's say you build this playset, such as Graveyard Mystery, what do you do then? Maybe you can explain what that layer, as you called it, that digital layer on top of the physical looks like.
Sure. What we're trying to do with Hidden Side is as I sort of mentioned earlier, we're not trying to move away from the core of the LEGO experience. We know that kids love to play with the physical set, so it's not really about just creating another sort of digital mobile game. What we're really trying to do is enhance the play of the physical side. So using smartphones, it runs on both iOS and Android, but you need certain sort of, because of the technology, it only runs on certain of the latest phones. So that's one area that people need to be aware of. But once you've got the phone, you can, through your phone, scan the setting. So you hold the phone up to the set and you can scan the setting. And then what we do is we augment this world around the physical set. So we really bring the set to life, allowing the kids to sort of then play out these experiences with one hand in the physical realm and one hand in the digital realm. And what's happening in Hiddenside is Hiddenside is set in the fictional town of Newbury, and our two main characters, Jack and Parker, are these two kids who live in Newbury, and they've realized that there's these strange things going on in Newbury. And at their school, one of their teachers, Professor JB, has also noticed these strange goings on and has created this app that allows them to see this ghost realm, and it's apparently that the town of Newbury has been haunted by these ghosts, and nobody can really see them or know what's going on. But through this app that Professor JB has created, Jack and Parker and Professor JB can go off on these adventures to find and capture the ghosts. And what's great about Hiddenside is anyone can download Professor JB's app and help in these ghost catching adventures. So once you've got the app on your phone, you can scan in the physical model, and we augment this cool world around the model, and then you can, using your phone and your app, hunt through the set to try and find and capture these ghosts and play out these cool adventures.
Oh, awesome. So the idea is you build the playset like you would any other physical Lego playset, but then afterwards you launch the Hiddenside app on a smartphone or tablet, and then you look at the playset through the lens of the phone, so on the smartphone or tablet screen, and you could even walk around physically, walk around the playset and see different things, correct?
That's right, and that's the beauty of what we've created here is when you've scanned in the set through the camera on your phone, the camera recognizes where the set is in the real world, mm-hmm. and kind of locks onto that, and you can, through the power of the phone and augmented reality, move around the set and explore the set in really cool ways. And as I said, we're really trying to bring the set to life and enhance these sort of role play opportunities that kids and adults can have with the physical sets. I sort of keep emphasizing what we're not trying to do is move away from the physical brick.
Got it.
We want kids to be playing with the sets. And what's cool about Hiddenside in what we've done here is it's not just adding in a digital layer. You actually can interact with the sets physically, and the app will recognize some of the interactions that you do on the set and trigger certain cool things. An example is each set has built into it in interesting ways a color wheel. We call a color wheel.
Apologies, Murray. Please hold that thought. We'll be right back to return to chat about Lego on Tech It Out.
Follow Mark Saltzman on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. Listen to Tech It Out whenever you want.
Hi, I'm Dan Scott, owner of Eagle Eye Painting. Spring is traditionally the time for home improvement projects. A new paint job is a great place to start. At Eagle Eye Painting, we handle interior, exterior, and cabinets. Plus, we offer minor repairs for drywall and dry rot. We are fully licensed, bonded, insured, and do residential and commercial painting. Please visit our website at danscottpainting.com and read the customer reviews. Then give us a call at 400-5152 to schedule a free estimate. We would love the chance to do a great job for you. Call us today, 400-5152, Eagle Eye Painting.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
We'll continue chatting with Murray from Lego in a moment about their new augmented reality enhanced playsets. But one last reminder about our weekly contest with Hotels.com. By the way, the winner from last week's show is Joe Callahan from Mansfield, Massachusetts. He's been contacted and we already sent him the Hotels.com gift card worth $250 to redeem at the app or the website. So again, you could be eligible to win a $250 gift card from Hotels.com so long as you're a legal U.S. resident who's at least 18 years old. So here's how to enter. Go to Twitter and follow Hotels.com. Send a tweet as to why you'd like a free stay in a hotel and include the hashtag TechItOut, the name of this show. We'll randomly draw a winner and read it next weekend on the air, and I'll announce it on social media too. All right, back to the program. We're chatting with Murray Andrews from the Lego Group about this color wheel part of the app. So you scan the playset with your phone, and maybe you can explain what that does.
What that allows you to do is it's got three colors on there, and you can select, for example, the yellow color spectrum and scan that in using your phone. So you hover over the area of the set and scan that in, and that will show you where the yellow ghosts are hiding in the set. And so this physical interaction with the set is really giving a feedback into the digital layer and really tapping into this fluid play idea that we're looking at Lego.
No doubt, very magical for kids and kids at heart. We're chatting with Murray Andrews, Senior Product Lead at the Lego Group. We're learning all about Hidden Side. These are 8 new augmented reality enhanced Lego playsets. Can you tell us about some of the different playsets that are available? I mentioned off the top that I looked at Graveyard Mystery, but there are many others.
Yeah, so we've got eight sets currently on sale. They range from the sort of smaller set, which is the lab, Professor JB's lab, and this is a cool little entry set, I guess, if you like. Although what's interesting about the augmented layer is we don't sort of limit the play depending on if you've got one of the smaller sets or you're lucky to have one of the larger sets. The biggest set we've got is Newbury High School, which is a very large and cool set that transforms into this sort of possessed school physically as well as digitally. Mm-hmm. And then some of the others is there's a school bus, Professor JB and her team have souped up with lots of cool ghost catching equipment. There's a diner, the shrimp shack, and all of these different sets. What's cool about them is they have certain physical possession type functions built into them in the physical set. So whilst we're also using the digital layer to really bring the ghost realm to life, The physical sets have a lot of these cool, intricate details. I think that the Newbury High School, for example, as I said, transforms physically into this possessed set. And it's really something you should go and check out because it's such a cool function that the designers have built into these sets.
I know the Graveyard Mystery playset has 335 pieces, so that's probably a more advanced one as well. Is there an ideal age that you're gearing the Hidden Side app and playsets to?
Sure. I mean, Hidden Side is sort of looking around sort of seven plus. So 7 to 10 is the sort of age that we really target. But, you know, it's Lego. It's cool. It's fun to be enjoyed by all ages. So we haven't really designed it too specifically around that. We want kids and adults to be able to enjoy this as much as possible. And that's the beauty of Lego. It crosses that age barrier. And hopefully with this app and the digital layer that we've added, we've really built on top of everything that kids and adults love about Lego and layering on this extra play that kids and adults can enjoy.
And I love seeing where moms or dads or both play with the kids as well at the same time, which is great. As we wrap up, is there a favorite Hidden Side playset that you've got you want to share with us?
Good question. Yeah, I mean, I love bits of all of them. I mean, the schoolhouse, the transformation in that is something that really sticks in my mind. But the graveyard is another one that I quite like. It's got a cool feel, and there's a really cool possessed tree that sort of comes to life both digitally and physically in that one. So, but it's very hard to pick one of them because they're all pretty cool.
It's like asking you to pick a favorite child that you've got. It's hard to do it, right?
Yeah, that's right.
All right. So, Murray, how much do they start at, and where can we learn more about these Lego play sets?
So the starting set is, as I said, Professor JB's Lab, which is $19.99, I think, is the starting set. And then they sort of move all the way up to the schoolhouse, which is the sort of largest set at, I think it's $129.99.
Okay.
But lots of sort of range in between those, depending on, you know, what sort of set you're into. And you can check it out online at lego.com, or you know, it's available across all good places where you can find cool toys.
Okay, thank you. Sounds great. Murray Andrews, appreciate your time. Thank you very much. Have a great rest of your summer.
Thanks a lot, Mark. Good to speak to you.
And thank you for tuning in to Tech It Out this Labor Day long weekend. I hope you enjoyed the program. And thanks again to my sponsor. Tech It Out is brought to you by ASUS, creating technology for today and tomorrow's smart life. ASUS, for those in search of incredible. Visit ASUS.com for more. Have a great rest of your long weekend, everyone. Chat with you next time on Tech It Out.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find fine ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Hurricane Dorian shut down most major resorts in the Bahamas and has forced authorities to evacuate much of the northern shore and low-lying islands as the fierce Category 4 storm is preparing to unleash torrents of rain. Right now, the locals are making most of the calm weather to prepare.
In Nassau, it's pretty quiet. However, people are still stocking up on grocery items, and a lot of people are worried about the flooding because of the spring tide. So they're purchasing, like, sandbags.
In the Bahamas, any remaining tourists were sent to other government shelters and schools and churches and other buildings. Meanwhile, the latest National Hurricane Center briefing, specialist Mike Brennan says Dorian's going to hit the Bahamas hard.
We could see 10 to 15 feet of storm surge above normal tide levels on those islands, along with dangerous Category 4, potentially catastrophic hurricane force winds, and very heavy rainfall is up to as much as 25 inches on those islands.
Meanwhile, forecasters expect Dorian to hit the Bahamas on Sunday. And it still threatens Florida, Georgia, and the Carolinas, though not a made direct hit. Consumers who were largely spared from higher prices in the previous rounds of Chinese import taxes may not be so lucky in the latest round of tariffs from President Trump. But the president does believe the tariffs are taking a toll and the U.S. will be able to eventually negotiate a deal with Beijing.
We're having conversations with China. Meetings are scheduled. Calls are being made. I guess the meeting in September continues to be on. It hasn't been canceled. And we'll see what happens.
Protesters in Hong Kong threw gasoline bombs at government headquarters and set fires in the streets on Saturday. This is the 13th week of pro-democracy demonstrations. Police, though, stormed a subway car and hit passengers with batons and pepper spray. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Something you need to know about Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners. They're on a mission to help as many people as possible to get out of pain. They've been a consistent sponsor of this show. In radio, sponsors come and go. They may even stay for a year or so, and then they're gone. Not so with Relief Factor. Pete and Seth are consistent year after year. Why? Because tens of thousands of people are now taking Relief Factor every day for their back and neck pain, shoulder pain, hip pain, knee pain, etc. And now they're in less or no pain at all. That's the truth. I'd like you to try it. 3-week quick start is just $19.95. In 3 weeks, you'll know if it works. How's that? Is that a great thing or what? Cancel if it doesn't work. Otherwise, it's the best $19.95 you will have spent. That's the quick start, relieffactor.com.
Dior, long known as a luxury brand, is coming under fire for its Native American-themed ad campaign for men's cologne.
The Native American imagery used in the Sauvage commercials starring actor Johnny Depp have some groups accusing Dior of deepening the wounds of a population whose ancestors were called savages and systematically killed. Dallas Goldtooth with the Lower Sioux Indian Community says these ads are a whole new level of ignorance and racism. Dior consulted with a group, Americans for Indian Opportunity, and while some Native American groups are applauding that decision, the executive director of Illuminative says Dior simply needs to scrap this controversial ad campaign. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Happy birthday today to violinist Itzhak Perlman and singer Van Morrison, both turning 74. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The Boy Scouts of America facing a threat from a growing wave of lawsuits over decades-old allegations of sexual abuse.
The Scouts have been sued in multiple states in recent months by purported abuse victims, including plaintiffs taking advantage of new state laws or court decisions that are now allowing suits previously barred because of the age of the allegations. More litigation is on the way. A lawyer representing 150 people who say they were abused as Boy Scouts is planning a suit in New Jersey when the state's new civil statute of limitations law takes effect December the 1st. Patrick Frost reporting.
A 48-year-old man and a 32-year-old woman pleaded guilty to a scheme to defraud individuals and financial institutions of more than $1 million through fake auto loan applications. They're facing federal fraud and theft charges. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hi, I'm Robin Fader, co-executive director of the Reading Fashion Alliance. We are hosting the 2019 Reading Fashion Week starting September 6th with a trunk show at Carousel Boutique. The fashion show gala featuring several local fashion designers and models is happening September 7th at the downtown Reading Atrium. We are featuring a fashion lounge, DJ, drinks, and hors d'oeuvres. Support small businesses in Reading on Shop Local Night, September 12th. From 4 to 8 p.m. We will wrap up Reading Fashion Week with an opening reception for the iconic fashion exhibit at Turtle Bay Exploration Park, featuring designer fashion from the collection of Alita Carpenter on September 13th from 6 to 9 p.m. We have so many great events. Get tickets and more information at www.readingfashionalliance.org. We can't wait to see you at Reading Fashion Week beginning September 6th.
Join Erin Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeoplradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Hey, welcome everyone. This is the latest edition of Popular Technology Radio. I'm Mike Etchart. Glad to have you here today. This is being broadcast on Labor Day weekend, so I'm hoping when you're listening to this that you are relaxing and enjoying yourself this weekend for what hopefully for you is an extended 3-day affair. And today, we are going to be talking about augmented reality and virtual reality. It's a couple of things in the news that have been happening, and so I thought
thought it'd be a good time to kind of review and think about exactly where we are in all of this stuff. It's still in the news, tons and tons and tons of stuff. And, you know, I kind of wanted to get a temperature and see really if we're as far along as we thought we would be, if this really is the next big thing or if it's just the big thing right now and where we are. So joining me on the show, he's been on before, a good friend of the show. He is Cheyenne Decker. He is with Gameplay Productions. He's the owner and director, video game content, all kinds of fun stuff. And he's got his finger on the pulse of interactive land. Cheyenne, glad you could join us today.
Always a pleasure.
Always.
Thanks for having me.
It is our pleasure to have you. So this whole thing started, and we were sending kind of notes back and forth, that this chap, Nate Mitchell, he is leaving Facebook, and he is one of the original five with Oculus Rift, which, as we all know, was purchased by Facebook. Great story. You know, these guys were developing this VR headset. And not the first, but a very cool one. They did, I think it was one of the funding sources online, and they got about $250,000 to start it, or maybe $1 million, somewhere around there. And then they were suddenly bought by Facebook for about $3 billion. And one by one, the original five have departed, and now the last one, of course, just left, a guy named Nate Mitchell. And so I thought it'd be a good time to kind of find out where we are with VR and AR. And, you know, is it... Let's say it was 3 years ago when we were talking about all this stuff and it was going to be the big thing. Is it still a big thing, Cheyenne? Is the big thing now or is it going to be the big thing on the horizon?
I mean, it's definitely moving towards the big thing on the horizon for sure. I mean, the industry is still very young. You have to understand, you know, Oculus and the HTC Vive and everything is really just first gen. So there's a long way to go, especially when you start looking at the future of cloud computing and 5G and internet connections around the corner. You have lots of haptic body suits and different things being made. And I think we're closer to that movie Ready Player One than people realize.
Well, let's at least do a couple of definitions, because you hear this battered around. You hear AR and you hear VR. So you've got augmented reality. And you've got virtual reality. For those folks that maybe aren't super familiar with the difference, let's talk about AR, augmented reality. How do people mostly see that currently? If they want to experience AR, how would they experience that right now?
The mobile market has really dominated AR. I mean, I'm sure people have heard of, like, Google Glass or perhaps even the Microsoft HoloLens, but the Google Glass was sort of infamous for this, where, you know, people are wearing these glasses that are basically sort of a smartphone on your face. And so when you're looking through these glasses, the glasses are able to not project images within your reality, but it simulates that. So you can be, you know, looking at a wall and there's nothing there, but through the glasses you could be watching a movie or looking at pictures or playing a video game or whatever. But for right now, if you really want to check this out, most mobile phones, if you have anything up to date, has plenty of mobile games. There's a good new Angry Birds that is a good demonstration of augmented reality where, you know, you basically can place the mission that you're playing on a table. Like you tap it in digital space, you kind of lock it down, and then you can walk around it in 3D space to really experience what augmented reality brings to the table.
In that case, you're looking at the screen of your phone as you do that, correct?
Yes, you're looking through the screen of your phone.
Exactly.
And then that's sort of like meshing into the reality behind it to sort of simulate that you're, you know, looking out into a park, but through your screen there's an alien invasion happening.
Right. So your phone is using the camera. So in the room I'm in right now, I'm looking at a bunch of desks with empty chairs. So if I had my phone up looking at that scene,
right,
looking at my, maybe there would be gremlins sitting in those chairs. When I move the phone away, obviously the chairs are empty. So it's augmenting your field of vision, so to speak.
Right. Like Pokemon Go is a great example and probably the most popular of all augmented reality games.
Exactly, exactly. On that note, we got to take a break. We're talking to Cheyenne Decker. We are talking about augmented reality, virtual reality, where we are. Is it still the big thing coming? Is it the big thing now? What's coming between now and then, whatever that then is? We are talking about that and how it's being used even separately outside of entertainment.
all kinds of different applications for that that you might not be aware of. And we're going to talk about all of that stuff. So we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Pop Tech Radio. We will be right back.
This report is brought to you by the Satellite Broadcasting and Communications Association. This year, Congress has the opportunity to put an end to blackouts and rising TV costs, but we need your help. The Satellite Act, also known as Stellar, is a vital piece of legislation, ensuring that rural Americans, RV and camping enthusiasts, tailgaters, and long-haul truckers can watch broadcast network programming even in a remote location. Stellar also keeps pay TV bills in check for all Americans by requiring that TV broadcasters, satellite carriers, and cable companies all negotiate in good faith. However, if Congress fails to act before the end of the year, rural Americans, RVers, truckers, and campers will lose access to network programming, and there will be no mechanism in place to stop broadcasters from raising fees even higher, meaning everyday Americans will pay even more for the TV shows they already enjoy. Congress can act now, but we need your help. Call Senator Dianne Feinstein and tell her to reauthorize Stellar and modernize our TV rules. For more, visit StrongerWithSatellite.com/Stellar. That's S-T-E-L-A-R.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
This report is brought to you by the Satellite Broadcasting and Communications Association. This year, Congress has the opportunity to put an end to blackouts and rising TV costs, but we need your help. The Satellite Act, also known as Stellar, is a vital piece of legislation, ensuring that rural Americans, RV and camping enthusiasts, tailgaters, and long-haul truckers can watch broadcast network programming even in a remote location. Stellar also keeps pay TV bills in check for all Americans by requiring that TV broadcasters, satellite carriers, and cable companies all negotiate in good faith. However, if Congress fails to act before the end of the year, rural Americans, RVers, truckers, and campers will lose access to network programming, and there will be no mechanism in place to stop broadcasters from raising fees even higher, meaning everyday Americans will pay even more for the TV shows they already enjoy. Congress can act now, but we need your help. Call Senator Dianne Feinstein and tell her to reauthorize Stellar and modernize our TV rules. For more, visit StrongerWithSatellite.com/Stellar. That's S-T-E-L-A-R.
Back, Popular Technology Radio, Mike Edchart with my good friend Cheyenne Decker, he from Gameplay Productions. We are talking about virtual reality and augmented reality. So Cheyenne, we were talking in the last segment about augmented reality, sort of how it applies to mobile. And is there anything else going on? I mean, AR lends itself to mobile quite conveniently. Most of us have smartphones, and so the hardware device is in most of our pockets. Is AR being used elsewhere besides in the mobile space to a large degree?
Sure. I mean, this, like I said, this is really in its infancy. I mean, you're seeing the medical field use it. From what I understand, I think if you have a Porsche, a lot of the Porsche mechanics have an augmented reality system where they can kind of diagnose your car, and it's cutting down their time by like 50%. There's a lot of just engineers and people that are using this. I mean, the sky's the limit, really, because sort of like VR does, you can have a shared experience where multiple people can be in a room designing or working on a 3D model or designing a car or whatever it is, and be looking at the project in a 3D space digitally and be able to manipulate that and work together. So you're going to see this probably being used everywhere. Like the fire department I was listening to are starting to use augmented reality headsets. So they can walk into a fire and it can start to scan in 3D, and it can mark all the environment. Like if there's a crazy smoke and they can't see it all, it'll digitally start scanning things with infrared and like create the environment. So there's some very, very cool things that this does way beyond gaming.
And is there gating things, things that are not allowing it to move further? What is the big hardware challenge in all of this? Or is there a giant hardware challenge?
I mean, yeah. I mean, there's always a hardware challenge. It also depends on how you're using it. You know, I mean, are you networking and trying to create a multiplayer experience? Or are you trying to, like, you know, link all of your soldiers on a battlefield with, like, headsets so they can all communicate together? Or is it just a single experience? There's a lot of different options here with where things are going. And so the hardware really is the biggest limitation. The same with virtual reality. In order to process and do these things, you really need the processing power to do so. And not only that, but because you're, especially with augmented reality, you're scanning real time in reality. So you also need a bunch of different sensors that are able to scan in 3D space and place whatever it is digitally in that space in live time. So there's a lot going on behind the scenes of the software itself, which is also extremely complicated.
Yeah, right. And of course, like everything, everything's getting faster and more powerful, but still it's never faster or more powerful enough. You always want what's just over the horizon on the hardware side because you are envisioning the need for more power, always.
Yep, thus is the plight of humanity.
That's right, that's the plight of humanity indeed. Now, you know, in terms of the augmented reality games, like the new Angry Birds, you know, in terms of development, what does that bring to the table when a client comes to you and says, I want something in the AR space? You know, is that immediately going to skyrocket the cost and skyrocket your production timeline? Are the tools available to make it just like any other development project?
Sure. It really depends. A lot of our productions are typically like gameplay based only. We're not doing live shoots of people unless we're doing like sort of a documentary, like developer interview thing, and then we're cutting the gameplay or showing assets or whatever. But when you're dealing with sort of AR and VR, like, are you familiar with Beat Saber?
No.
That's a great VR game. That's a great example of a virtual reality game. But if you see people who maybe play it on Twitch or they're trying to, like, the trailers for it, you have to almost do two productions in a way. Like, you're dealing with the gameplay and the game, but then you, in order to simulate somebody in the experience, you also have to be live filming them and then putting them together. And so, yeah, things can be a little more complicated, especially if you're trying to mimic multiplayer or doing sort of these things where, if you've seen in some of the trailers, I think PlayStation had this where, you know, people are in their living room with the headset on, but it's sort of simulating them in the virtual world as they're playing. Those are two things going on at once versus you just showing gameplay, you know, or just showing a live production.
And on that note, we got to take a quick commercial break. We are talking to Cheyenne Decker. We are talking augmented reality and virtual reality. And we got more on PopTech Radio when we come back.
Gun laws continue to tighten up across the country. Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Hey, we are back. Mike Etcher. We are here on PopTech Radio talking about augmented reality and virtual reality. And, of course, it is baseball season as we head near to the sort of end of the season. And I am a big Dodgers fan, LA Dodgers. And there was a piece that came up in the Dodger website not too long ago about the Dodgers utilizing a virtual reality system to actually practice their hitting and actually get a chance to see kind of pitchers, how they pitch. It's not unclear how they exactly get that information, but it gives them a chance to essentially see pitchers pitching before they actually face them in a game. And it's kind of new, and I guess there's a handful of teams trying it out. Cheyenne, this is something I never really thought about when all of the Oculus buzz started happening and virtual reality stuff was coming around. You know, it's applications in professional sports. And as we were kind of shifting now into virtual reality, let me go backwards just a little bit. I want to say that the entire Oculus thing happened back in 2012? Was it that long ago? Oculus was not the first virtual reality headset. What did Oculus bring to the table at that time that kind of got the buzz going?
It was a huge jump forward for anything that had been attempted in the past in terms of a home console or in the arcade. I mean, I remember going to virtual arcades in San Francisco way back in the day before a lot of this stuff. And those are just, you know, pretty rudimentary, just little experiences. But the hardware and the processing really had advanced. And the same with the software. And so really, if you're trying to create a virtual reality experience, there's a few different senses that you really have to trick in the human brain in order for you to function in that, you know, keep your equilibrium, not feel dizzy, not feel displaced. And so Oculus was able to, with just better hardware and better lenses or screens for your eyes, able to sort of bring that all together and use sort of the modern day computing in order to power that with some, you know, pretty good software. I mean, I don't know how all of their prototypes worked. I mean, I've heard some of their stories, but they've gone through a lot of iterations, and they've spent a very pretty penny in order to develop the first generation of Oculus Rift that you're seeing today and some of their next generations.
Well, it's funny because my recollection was that, because I was, you know, in the games business in the 90s and maybe kind of almost up to the 2000s, a little bit before that I got out of the games business. But, you know, VR stuff, I mean, that had been around for a very long time. And it seemed like that whole kind of virtual reality thing had just kind of gone cold. Like, it just seemed like nobody was that interested in it anymore or that much. And maybe there was stuff going on behind the scenes that I didn't even see, but it seemed like it was kind of a thing, you know, maybe in the early 90s, and then people just kind of were disinterested. And then it just kind of came roaring back. And nobody was really pushing the envelope up until they kind of showed up.
Yeah, I mean, I would agree. I mean, I'm sure that there's some hardware and some different things that are going on the side that were used for different industries that Palmer, who originally, you know, created the Oculus, basically pulled that together in order to create the original prototypes.
I mean, he was just like a kid, you know, which is amazing that they were able to pull these resources together and to come out with something that really got everybody's attention. Literally, it wasn't, this was not a known company. These were guys in their garage, right?
Yeah, basically. They understood that the hardware for computer processing had caught up enough in order to attempt this. I mean, obviously, things are great if you ever experience some of the VR headsets now, but there's still a lot of room to grow. And the whole thing was, well, how do we basically strap a computer monitor to your face and then get you to not feel sick wearing that? Because we have the hardware now in order to process graphics and things at a high enough level to sort of make you believe that you're in these alternate, you know, realities.
Interesting. So basically, while everybody's kind of not paying attention, suddenly everything kind of caught up, not only in processing power, but also sort of in the development of screens. And so suddenly the time is right, and here comes a bunch of kids or young guys in a garage, and they kind of cobble together something. And I mean, the story that I heard at the time was he was walking around CES with it, and before they even did the Kickstarter campaign, or maybe as it was going on. And that's kind of how the buzz started. So, I mean, it's exciting. You know, you think that this stuff doesn't happen anymore, like in the early days of Silicon Valley and Apple and the chip manufacturers and Google, but it can still happen, right? If these guys did it, that was back in 2012, 2013, only 5-6 years ago.
Sure. I mean, to do something correct at a AAA quality takes a lot of money and time these days. You know, where Palmer Luckey was at CES with that prototype to where Oculus is now is like, what, $1 billion later?
At least.
How many thousands of hours of time? But, you know, a lot of the things in the technology world, at least the start of the idea, comes from sort of an indie beginning. I mean, look at, like, the gaming world right now with Battle Royale. I mean, that started from, you know, Player Unknown creating, you know, PUBG, you know, and all of a sudden you got Fortnite, and everyone's got to make a Battle Royale game now. But it was only until somebody tried this idea that all the big corporations were like, okay, let's cash in on this, and let's try to take this to the next level.
Exactly.
So,
there is hope.
It's interesting how it works.
If you are in your garage and working on some cool things, there is hope. So on that note, we do need to take a break. You're listening to Pop Tech Radio, Mike Edchart with Cheyenne Decker, and we are coming right back.
BMT Satellite is offering to our 55-plus a special deal. Find out the two exclusive offers that they have at BMT Satellite. Call 241-3474, 241-DISH.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Redding Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
BMT Satellite is offering military and first responders two exclusive new offers to show their appreciation for their service. Call 241-3474, 241-DISH, and find out more from BMT Satellite.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at kcnr1460.com.
It's Pop Tech Radio. We are back. Mike Etchart, Cheyenne Decker from Gameplay Productions, and we are talking virtual reality, augmented reality. We've been talking a little bit about the Oculus Rift. And Cheyenne, I'm kind of far removed these days from interactive stuff. When Facebook bought Oculus, I was kind of surprised because I just was surprised. I thought that was kind of an interesting thing. Was that the best place for Oculus, do you think?
And that's a complicated question if it was the best place, but I think it was sort of inevitable. I think if Facebook didn't acquire them, they probably would have done their own thing. You know, a lot of people look at Oculus and VR as just a gaming thing, but as we mentioned earlier, there's a lot of uses for augmented reality and virtual reality in terms of, you know, training the Dodgers, which I'm a Giants fan, so I hope that technology doesn't work well for him.
All right.
But, you know, there's college football teams that are using the same thing, and there's doctors who are doing training and military and engineers. There's such use for a lot of this, and Oculus sees that potential. And they see that, like, well, we basically have, like, what, 2 billion users? And with Elon Musk, Starlink, and some of the things that Facebook's trying to do to provide internet to a few billion more people on the planet that don't have it, well, they'll have one of the biggest networks ever. And so if they can create, you know, basically a store, kind of like the Google Plus or Steam or just all of them, go down the list, and then they have Oculus Rift and probably an augmented reality component on your phone as well, well, they'll have one of the biggest digital social networks the world's ever seen.
Right.
And so not only will you be able to game, but you'll be able to just go talk to your friend in a digital space anywhere in the world, or share work, or share education, or experiences, or whatever it is. And so they see the potential of where this technology is going. And so that's why they spent so much money to acquire it and try to get ahead.
So is Facebook acting kind of like a developer or like a publisher? I mean, or is that even not even the way to think about these things? They just want to control everything in their space.
Think of them like Xbox or what Microsoft and Xbox did, but for virtual reality. You know, and I'm sure Microsoft is going to come out with their own virtual reality headset and HoloLens, like we mentioned earlier. Like, this first generation was a little slow because it was really hard and expensive to get into virtual reality. So in the beginning, the Oculus Play Store, which was, you know, if you had an Oculus Rift and you wanted to play Oculus games, you had to go through the Oculus Rift Store. Just like if you have an Apple phone, you can't play any games on the Android Play Store.
Sure, right.
But because they weren't having enough sales, and a lot of the software developers were frustrated if they had exclusives on Oculus and vice versa for the HTC Vive on Steam, well, they allowed sort of cross-play. So, like, half the games I play on my Oculus is through the VR on Steam, and I'm sure people who have HTC Vive, maybe it's vice versa. And so they opened that up. But ideally, I think what both of those companies want is just their own amazing VR store with their own hardware headsets, where if you get that headset, you have to buy software through their store, just kind of like PlayStation and Microsoft have done.
Sure.
For the last couple of console generations, it's like, hey, you got a PlayStation? Like, well, you can only buy games that are PlayStation games. And even though you got Call of Duty on PlayStation and your buddy has it on Xbox, well, you can't play together because you're on our network. So that's sort of the game that a lot of these tech companies have played for a long time, is how do we get people into our ecosystem and then keep them there?
Now, the other thing interesting about Facebook is now that the original five, the guys that really put this whole thing together, they're gone. You lose a little bit when you lose those original visionaries in this space, or is it now just kind of part of the Facebook culture and ecosystem, and it will continue on and continue to grow and develop as it would if those five guys were originally there? Or do you lose a little bit of the magic when you get rid of the original chaps?
It's hard to say. I mean, typically you would say yes, you do. But that's not to say that these guys are going out and starting their own software companies or gaming companies or hardware that is going to help Facebook and Oculus in different ways. Like, for example, I'm blanking on the guy's name, but there was a guy who used to work for Google, and he ended up helping to design Google Maps. He went on within Google to start a little side branch, and they ended up creating basically the first augmented reality game called Ingress, which was sort of like the prequel to Pokemon Go. And so, can't remember if it was before he made Ingress or not, he left Google and made that game and then went on to make Pokemon Go. But he still, in order to sell and use that game, is going to go back through Google and Android and their systems and whatever. So
yeah,
these guys sort of break off, but yet they still help the ecosystems from which they came from. So I don't know how to look at that exactly, if they're like helping or they're going rogue or pushing the technology forward. I mean, I'm happy that that guy did what he did and created Pokemon Go, and now they have the Harry Potter game, and there's a bunch of other augmented reality companies that are coming up now that are looking at Pokemon Go and as an example of like, wow, there's a lot of options here of what we can do in this space.
And is Pokemon Go still as popular as it was?
You know, I don't know the latest numbers. I mean, it's definitely still popular. It's definitely not as popular as it was. I don't know if you remember in the beginning, it was a bunch of zombies running around, almost getting hit by cars.
Absolutely. Hopefully it's not that popular. But of course, yeah, I still see people doing it even today. So on that note, we do need to take a quick break. We are talking to Cheyenne Decker, our good friend from Gameplay Productions up in Northern California. You are listening to Pop Tech Radio. I am Mike Etchar. We got to do a little commercial business here, and we will be right back on Pop Tech Radio.
Now's the time to join the Brotherhood of Muscle, because we're offering Dodge Power Dollars, which means for each horsepower, you'll get $10 off. Roll out in the Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye and get $7,970 off. Maybe you'll take off in a Dodge Charger or share your summer in a Durango. Hurry into the Dodge Summer Clearance event now and save. See dealer for details. Take lethal delivery from dealer stock by 9/3/19. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
Over the years, automakers have spent a lot of time talking about the future. At Kia, they don't sit around dreaming of a better tomorrow, because they already made it, so that you can have it today. Introducing Kia's lineup of electrified Niro SUVs, the hybrid, the plug-in, and the electric, with an EPA estimated range of 239 miles. Because the future is just the future until we make something of it. Kia, give it everything. 239-mile EPA estimated range on a full charge. Actual range may vary. Niro EV is in select retailers and select markets with limited availability. The big news from Subaru is the three-row Ascent. It's the biggest SUV from Subaru ever.
There's room for 7 or 8 passengers with a choice of second row captain's chairs or bench seating. It'll tow up to 5,000 pounds. It has interior space you need for your whole crew. And it gets you where you want to go with the safety of a Subaru, including standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. The 3-row Subaru Ascent. Love is now bigger than ever. Maximum towing capacity varies by trim level, and trailer brakes may be required. See your retailer for details.
This report is brought to you by the Satellite Broadcasting and Communications Association. This year, Congress has the opportunity to put an end to blackouts and rising TV costs, but we need your help. The Satellite Act, also known as Stellar, is a vital piece of legislation, ensuring that rural Americans, RV and camping enthusiasts, tailgaters, and long-haul truckers can watch broadcast network programming even in a remote location. Stellar also keeps pay TV bills in check for all Americans by requiring that TV broadcasters, satellite carriers, and cable companies all negotiate in good faith. However, if Congress fails to act before the end of the year, rural Americans, RVers, truckers, and campers will lose access to network programming, and there will be no mechanism in place to stop broadcasters raising fees even higher, meaning everyday Americans will pay even more for the TV shows they already enjoy. Congress can act now, but we need your help. Call Senator Dianne Feinstein and tell her to reauthorize Stellar and modernize our TV rules. For more, visit StrongerWithSatellite.com/Stellar. That's S-T-E-L-A-R.
Hey, welcome back, Pop Tech Radio. Mike Etchar, Cheyenne Decker. We're talking AR. We are talking VR. A couple of segments back, Cheyenne, we were talking, of course, about headsets. Everybody kind of gets the headset thing, I think. But you also mentioned haptic suits. And I meant to grab you and say, wait, rewind. What's a haptic suit? Let's talk about haptic suits and what that is. And why that is pretty darn cool.
There's lots of different forms, but I guess the basic idea or what you might see now or have in the past is maybe like a vest. And in the vest, it has sort of gyrosphere motors, like a bigger version of maybe what your cell phone has. And so let's say you're playing Mortal Kombat or Street Fighter or something. And as you're playing and you're fighting and your guy gets punched or hit, the vest will actually have some shock and have some vibration to make you feel like you're getting hit in the game.
Of course.
So those are pretty, yes. So those are pretty rudimentary, but with virtual reality, because you're in this 3D space and you're trying to pick up items or shoot guns or throw things or all these different interactions that you can have, the haptic bodysuit space has really started to blow up. And there's a lot of companies developing a lot of very cool things that will be interesting to see where that goes.
Is some sort of haptic bodysuit going to be its own kind of, will it only work with a certain headset, or do these kind of exist in a space by themselves? Or do you need to kind of pick a headset?
Yeah, I mean, I assume they're going to be sort of open to whatever the main systems are going to be, because if you're going to be able to buy one of these haptic bodysuits or even some of the hand controllers, I mean, they're kind of expensive. You're already making an investment in the headset and the computer to run everything right now. So they're definitely going to keep it open for you to probably be able to use between Oculus and HTC Vive and anything else that comes out.
And on the development side, though, if you're developing some sort of a game, let's say, and it's going to be a VR game, are you designing it? Does a haptic suit kind of react to something as rudimentary as just sound? Is there some sort of code that's built into a game that tells if you're wearing a haptic suit, and it's these kinds of experiences, whether it's shotgun blasts or explosions or something, is that something that's coded into a game that now has to be taken into consideration in the development of a game?
Yeah, I mean, there's multiple ways to approach this, and this is probably going to be one of the hurdles when these haptic bodysuit companies come out, especially being third party. If something like Oculus comes out with it, then all this software and stuff's going to be built in, of course. But there's different ways to approach this, and you know, if you, let's say, I don't know, are playing Arizona Sunshine, which is a zombie survival game, and that game's already made. They've had some DLC and whatever. And let's say you're a haptic body suit company. Well, you can come in, you can try to sell your suit and say, listen, we looked at Arizona Sunshine's game code, and we layered in our suit for Arizona Sunshine and Beat Saber and all these games, right? They'll do this on top of the games themselves if they don't have a partnership with Oculus or whatever company. And every time you get, you know, attacked by a zombie or you're reloading or whatever the code is, whatever animation you're going through, they can just program that onto the suit. So they don't necessarily need to, like, have a partnership with the game. They can sort of see how interactions and codes work and write that on top of their suit code for how the suit interacts with the game.
Right.
It's sort of like third-party sites do right now, like when they're, you know, doing builds and, you know, multiplayer tracking and whatever of different games. They're basically tapping into the servers to see all the data and then building third-party sites off of that information.
Right.
So it's sort of similar in that way.
Interesting. Interesting. Well, and it's, as you're giving me all these explanations, I'm kind of thinking back to, you know, let's say you're a serious gamer and you're going to have a serious headset. You're going to have a haptic suit. You're going to have whatever serious gaming system you need for whatever you're going to be playing. You're looking at several $1,000s.
Oh, yeah.
For all of this stuff.
Yeah.
Maybe $10,000.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't know how to judge the haptic suits. I mean, that technology is still very rudimentary. I imagine as this goes forward, something like HTC Vive or Oculus will actually buy out
right.
some of the best haptic suit companies and just build them in-house, sort yeah. of like they did with Palmer Luckey with Oculus. You know, they're like, okay, this technology is great. Let's just make it AAA now and mass produce it.
We'll write a very check.
So some of those costs might be built in. You know, when you look at, like, a lot of consoles like Xbox and PlayStation, in order to compete with each other, a lot of these companies actually produce and sell their consoles for cost,
mm-hmm.
maybe a little bit above, maybe even a little bit below. They might even be losing money on selling consoles sometimes. But the whole idea is, like I was talking about before, if I can get you into the Microsoft ecosystem, yeah. and this is where you're playing, and this is where your friends are playing for the next 5 or 10 years, we'll all make my money back in software.
That's right.
So it'll be interesting to see how this all unfolds economically. Maybe there'll be pay plans for your suits.
Like,
you know, maybe you can rent them. I mean, we're moving towards that movie Ready Player One faster than I think people realize.
Yeah. No, it's yeah, the future is here. You know, but the other thing I was wondering, too, as we were talking about Nate Mitchell leaving Facebook, is there other stuff going on in Silicon Valley outside of gaming, outside of all this technology that maybe, you know, Facebook has been in the news a lot lately for various things in terms of privacy, in terms of, you know, everything that they're doing in terms of all the misinformation that's being sent through Facebook. Do these guys kind of think, reading the writing on the wall, like, hey, maybe it's a really good time to get out of Facebook? Well, I'm going to let you think about that because we got to take a break. So when we come back, we are going to talk about that very thing. They know something we don't know, and maybe they think maybe it's time to just leave Facebook. So on that note, we're going to take a quick break. We got more with Cheyenne Decker and myself when we come back on PopTech Radio.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's
Five-Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week, there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM, with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
And we are back, Pop Tech Radio, Mike Etchart, Cheyenne Decker, talking VR, talking AR. And then I left you with this thought, Cheyenne. At the turn of the last century, there was a big move to break up some of these monopolies, you know, the Standard Oils, you know, the large companies that about 100 years ago that were dominating commerce in the United States. And you know, does Nate Mitchell and all the other four that left before him of the Oculus team leaving Facebook, do they know something we don't know? You know, is there going to be a real push to break up some of these huge, huge tech companies like Google, like Facebook, like Amazon?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a very good point. I mean, sort of the point I was making before, I mean, these guys are also maybe going and starting side companies to sort of help the overall product in itself. But at the same time, I mean, if you're in the executive, you know, side of a lot of these companies, I think it's hard not to be concerned about the government coming in and regulating these tech companies a lot more. I mean, really, they've been protected and running free for a long time. And the reason is because they act like they're a platform, but then they run like they're a publisher. Mm-hmm. And then they try to play that game, which offers them protections. And when I mean that is like a platform's like your cell phone. AT&T, if you and I plan a crime over the phone talking to each other, that's not AT&T's fault. That's our fault, right? AT&T is like, hey, we just provide a service. Anything that happens on our service is subject to the laws of whatever country we're in. And so the argument right now is a lot on the free speech and stuff like that, because a lot of people are getting banned. There's a lot of political pressure, and you're seeing reports now that Google and Facebook and some of these companies are, you know, working together and manipulating votes politically. So I doubt that they're going to get away before the 2020 election without getting some regulation and oversight and maybe sued in many different forms, because if you look at a lot of the reports, they're recording information, they're doing a lot of things unlawfully, and it'll be interesting to see how that pans out. I can see how some of these other guys who are trying to make games in Oculus Rift and aren't worried about that kind of thing are just like, well, yeah, this isn't worth it. This might all get broken up, and I'd rather just go do a side thing. It's speculation, but I would be shocked if in the next 6 months Silicon Valley isn't regulated in some way.
Or at least the beginning of some regulation, or the conversation, maybe. Because it took a long time.
I mean, the conversation's happening. It's been happening. I think it's gotten to a point where things have to happen. And the last time I was looking, I think Donald Trump and his administration were saying that they're basically drafting all of this stuff right now. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be an executive order of basically like, hey, guys, you guys are monopolizing, you guys are doing this stuff, and you have to abide by, you know, American laws like free speech and the laws behind free speech, and not dictate what the speech is on your platforms.
Right. Interesting. Or maybe the guys at Oculus just wanted to go and sit on a desert island and kick back and that was their reason for leaving. Who knows?
That's probably a lot of that, too. These guys have just gone through a complete chaos.
Who blame them?
Trying to make Oculus launch, so.
Exactly. Well, in the last couple minutes, let's just swing back to VR for a second. In terms of platforms, are you an HTC Vive guy? Are you a Oculus Rift guy? Are you, you know, you try them all out. Do you have a favorite? And then what's your favorite game in that space?
Yeah, I mean, I've tried them all out. I don't know if I would say which one's a favorite just because, you know, it's just first gen. I do like the Oculus Rift controllers more than I do HTC Vives. In terms of games, I would highly suggest that you check out Beat Saber, Echo Arena, and Superhot VR.
All right. Those are the ones.
Those three are great examples of the VR experience and very fun to watch your friends play.
Exactly. All right. On that note, then we do need to wrap it up. Cheyenne Decker from Gameplay Productions. Hey, thanks for joining us, Cheyenne. Always good to have you.
Always a pleasure.
It's fun.
Take it easy, guys.
Yes, and on that note, we are going to say thanks for joining us. Don't forget, we are podcasts. If you want to go back and revisit any old episodes, you can certainly do that on whatever platform you get your podcast from. In my case, that's Apple iTunes. I also want to thank our radio syndicator, Radio America, who broadcasts us out to all the wonderful stations that carry us across the U.S. Big thanks to Mike Paradiso, Jenny Dietis, and all the cool kids up there at Radio, or over there in at Radio America there in Washington, D.C. I'm seeing there somewhere else. And so on behalf of PopTech Radio, I'm Mike Etchar. Thanks for joining us. We sure appreciate it. Have a nice weekend, and we will see you next time on PopTech Radio.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family.